Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality, and even bring things with me.
No way! That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
Hark! Who goes there?
Just me.
I don't believe we have a me who lives here.
Haven't seen her in ages if she does.
I've been busy.
You've been busy avoiding us.
Well, treehouses are good for that. You haven't exactly been present for anyone.
I've been demonized unfairly. And I'm trying to keep a low profile until it's all sorted out.
Where's Thomas?
Dinner with a friend.
Is there dinner here? For me?
There's a plate for you in the fridge. There are several plates. I make one every night.
Thanks.
Anything you want to talk about?
I can make kilners with my bare hands.
Wow. Anna. I didn't know.
You really didn't?
I really didn't. Thomas only just told me about the violet kilner. He hid it for years. Are there others that you made?
Not that I'm aware of.
Good. I guess.
I haven't told Evan. I'm worried it'll sound bad. I mean, the only kilner I decide to make in my life is one that brings someone back from the dead.
It's a big deal for sure, but don't be worried. Evan's a good friend.
Do you think that breaching should end? Like if someone were trying to end it, would you stop them?
That's a pretty big question for someone who doesn't want to talk.
That's not an answer.
What we can do is special, Anna. And it's easy to mistake special for important or vital. But I mean, we know over time, every time a breach is closed, the world keeps going round and everything's fine.
Is it, though? I mean, the world's not fine. It hasn't felt fine for a while, and sometimes I wonder what's the point of all this, of breaching, if we don't do important things with it.
You're a good breacher, Anna. The best kind. if you can figure out how to make the world better without crossing lines or playing God and impeding free will, well, then I'm all for it.
Did you all ever try? I mean, when you were younger?
We tried, Anna, and failed. Because when we tried to stop the biggest threat we faced in the breach before this one, Henry's parents...
So you were there.
And we turned on ourselves as well.
Wow. Crowley didn't really disown me. It was all a ruse. Henry's.
Of course. Crowley and I don't always agree, but I knew he'd never betray you or deny you.
You know what he's up to, Henry?
I have a hunch. What's that they say about revenge being a dish best served cold?
I never understood that one.
Honestly, me neither. But you should finish your dinner before it does get cold.
Agreed. It's delicious.
Good. Leave your plate when you're done. I'll wash up.
Good night, Garvin. Thanks.
Good night, Anna.
All right. Kilner with a seeing eye. Show me what you've got.
It's like homecoming around here tonight.
How do you mean?
Anna's come home for the first time in days. She just gone up to bed. And now you. Where have you been?
Can we talk?
Quietly, yes. Come on in. She's asleep.
I think they're in over their heads, Garvin. Anna and her friends.
They're stronger than we are. Smarter, too.
But Henry is unprecedented.
Is he? I mean, his parents...
It wasn't your fault. You couldn't have known what would happen.
You know.
Crowley told me.
Well, the AODB should have known what would happen, don't you think? I mean, they could have advised me and Crowley, and they didn't. Mac didn't tell us he was going to take their breaching powers away that night, at that very moment.
Water under the bridge.
And into the breach.
Do you think Mac knows where he gets his power? Where his parents did?
If he did, he never told us.
Can I just peek at her? I won't wake her.
Of course. She can make Kilner's, Helen.
What?
You should let her tell you, but they know more than they're letting on.
As do we. My sweet, sweet girl.
You're here.
Yes, Anna, I'm here.
You're here. Where have you been? I mean, wait, I know where you've been. You've been in London.
How do you
know? Look, I found this kilner in the ruins. It's a little bit dinged up, but it still works. It lets you see through someone else's eyes. I saw you at the building where they're collecting kilners.
I've seen kilners with this kind of damage, Anna. There's something broken in them. If you're not careful, they can work when you're awake.
But I'm holding it now and nothing's happening. And Evan had it too, and it only worked at night for him.
Trust me, it will find a way. I suggest you put it down immediately.
That's creepy.
Yes, it is. I think it's part of the reason the AODB have been collecting kilners.
They're the ones causing the shortage? Why? What are they going to do with them?
I don't know. But they feel that the pool has been spoiled, damaged. Or that might just be a justification for a sort of power grab.
So, you're back? Like, for real back?
Yes. Everything in London seemed quiet. Too quiet. I went there to have a look around on a tip from an old friend in a dream.
and I found where the AODB are keeping the Kilners they've collected so far, but it's slowing down, and it just feels like the proverbial calm before a storm. So I came here to check in. How are you? What's going on with Henry?
Evan thinks Henry is here to bring his parents back from the dead. Something about taking revenge on Max Siren. He has these twin dolls that he...
Wait, what did you say?
He has these two old puppets. They're like twins.
Anna, Henry has the Salem dolls?
We think so, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Okay.
It would have been nice if someone had maybe told me that they were even a thing.
Well, certainly no one knew it mattered. I mean, how? How does he have them?
I don't know.
Promise me something.
What?
You'll stay away from him, and you won't lay a finger on those dolls.
But...
Anna, I'm serious.
Okay, okay. There's something else.
I'm listening.
I made the Violet Kilner in a dream. I wanted to bring you back.
Oh, Anna. I didn't know. Have you made others?
I don't know. I don't think so.
We'll talk more about what it all means another time.
Okay.
You should get back to sleep.
Evan? Is that you?
Yeah, I was having trouble sleeping. I thought I'd get some water.
You thinking about Anna?
Yeah. Ooh, it's a big deal. She can make Kilners, Mom. She made this one, and it's really powerful. I guess I'm just a little nervous. I mean, she doesn't know. She doesn't know she made it. Or that I have it, and she might be... I don't know. Mad?
Oh, no, she won't be mad, Evan. At least not at you. No one who knows you would ever think you weren't doing everything you did for good, honest reasons. Remember that, okay?
Okay, I will.
Well, you should try to sleep. I'd say sweet dreams, but honestly, I'd love for you just not have any dreams.
That would be amazing, Mom. I'll try that. Let's try this again, Sigmund. Shh, dot, 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 shh. And let's try what my mom said. I don't even want to dream tonight. No dreams. I just want to sleep and wake up. What do you think, Sigmund? Doesn't that sound good? No dreams? God, that actually worked! Ha! No dreams! Imagine that! Okay, Sigmund, I'm gonna go slip out for a bit. I need to tell my friends what's going on, and then I need to figure out how to prove my innocence. So shh. Come here, Dot. I'll carry you. We've gotta be quiet.
Ocean, just a little bit of sea glass for me today. Pretty please, Ocean. Help a girl out. Come on, Luna. We can't stop until we find a piece.
Morning.
Morning.
Everything okay? Did you lose something?
No, just looking for sea glass.
Me too. I make jewelry with it. Look, I found this piece just back that way a bit.
Oh, that's lovely. Could I don't know, buy it off you? I don't have a lot of...
Don't be ridiculous. Here, take it. I walk this beach every morning, and I literally find pieces of sea glass every day. I pick up trash, too, as I go.
That's really cool. Oh, wow, did you make that necklace you're wearing? I love it.
I did. Thanks.
And thank you so much for this piece.
Happy to give it to you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Okay, Luna. Come here. Let's sit for a minute. Let's see if this works. Rubbing. Rubbing. Nothing happening. Come on. Okay, see you there. I have something to tell you, too. Okay, Luna, come on. We've got to go meet Evan at the arcade. We'll try again tonight, when we're asleep.
I'm leaving for the airport now, and I'll be in London by nightfall. So I'll go straight there. You'll be ready?
I'll be ready.
You'll be sleeping?
Yes.
Quit bugging me. I've heard talk of a school dance. They might find you. I had to move out of the boiler room, but I found a new spot to hide. It's a big building. No worries. We can't take any chances. I'll need you exactly when I need you, even if I don't know when exactly it'll be.
I get it. Now go already.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like Hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Come on, Dot. Have a look around.
Evan?
Hi.
What's this all about?
Seriously, it's a bit early, isn't it?
I'll explain when Anna gets...
Here I am. Oh, hi, Dot.
Hey.
So what's going on?
Henry framed me for all the sabotage at school.
What? What?
How?
He put all this stuff in my locker, I guess, and they found it? Wire cutters and frog food. Whatever that is. A wrench? Like I'd know how to short-circuit a school or break a water main.
How do you know it was him?
He was caught snooping around near the building last week, and the principal said they found evidence that someone was sleeping in the boiler room. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Are you in big trouble?
Well, my parents believe me. I think. But I've got to figure out how to prove I was framed, I guess.
How?
I don't know. Yet. Anyway, more important things. Anna,
Evan, we need to talk.
You first.
I figured something out. About me.
So you know?
I just realized last night... Wait. How do you know?
What is it? What do you both know?
I can make Kilmers.
What?
I made the Violet Kilmer.
Holy cow.
Anna.
I know. In the dream where I made it, I found a piece of violet sea glass. And, well, I guess it was a siren. With dream energy in it. I don't know. I was missing my mother. I was so young. It was like making a wish, except it was a wish in a dream. I thought my mother was dead and wanted to bring her back. Somehow that energy went into the Kilmer I made. I didn't mean for it to be bad. I just wanted my mom.
Oh, wow. Anna, of course you did.
There's just one more thing, guys.
There is?
I don't want to know.
I have it. I have the Violet Kilmer.
What? How?
Thomas found it.
Thomas?
Don't be mad, Anna. He hid it because he was scared. For years.
Okay, wow. I guess... What if I could make a Kilmer that took Henry's powers away? A Kilmer that stops him from even being a breacher? Then the dolls wouldn't even work.
Oh, that's good. Keep talking.
I'll make it look like the Violet Kilmer, and Evan can give it to him. And when he tries to use it, it'll backfire because it'll strip him of his power.
Amazing idea, Anna.
But if Henry's awake when we give it to him, how do we get him to dream with it for sure? I mean, what if between Evan giving it to him and him going to sleep, he realizes that it's a fake?
My mother told me about a kind of Kilmer that has a small chip in it, like damaged, and how they can work even when breachers are awake. I can make it like that.
When did your mother tell you this, Anna? I've never even heard of it.
It was just last night. Evan, I used the seeing eye Kilmer and saw through her eyes. She came to my house to talk to Garvin, and she came up to my room to check on me. And when I woke up from watching her come into my bedroom, she was there.
I'm sorry, but you guys need to write a dream-breaching movie or something. This stuff is crazy!
Seriously?
So I can try to make a Kilmer that's damaged in the same way, and can work when you're awake. When Henry's awake.
So Evan will pretend that he wants to work with the Henrys, and he says he's located the Violet Kilmer and will soon have it in his possession.
There's only one problem, and it's a big one. I think I need sea glass, and maybe even a siren to do it. I got this piece from a woman I met on the beach this morning, but what are the odds it's a siren?
Wait, the Kilmer we found in your mom's workshop! What if there's more glass there that we just didn't notice? What if that glass also has power?
We'll go back.
After school!
Oof, school.
Speaking of which, we're gonna be late.
And I've gotta drop off Dot at home.
I'm just going to go to the workshop now. I'll let you know if I find anything.
You sure, Anna?
I'll be careful. I'll check in around lunch.
It's a plan.
What are you doing here, Garvin?
You've left the children to hang out to dry. Like the ancient order under Mac did with us.
What do you want?
Where is he?
We haven't seen or heard from Mac ever since he figured out who Henry is.
I don't believe you. I also believe he's known for years that Henry would be coming for him. He's always known. And he's endangered everyone else by pretending their child didn't exist and by lurking in shadows instead of facing up to this.
You're out of line.
No, you're out of line. They're out there fighting his enemy, and now the enemy of the AODB, and I, for one, won't let them harm themselves to save you.
Might I remind you that you're currently barred from breaching?
Oh, like you could stop me? Now, where is he?
Like I said, Garvin, we don't know.
And if we did...
Oh, you're all useless. Useless!
I'm not sure I've ever seen the cafeteria so clean.
Right? And not a frog in sight.
Oh, it's Anna calling. Anna, I'm with Emmy and Marco.
I'm at the workshop, and I'm not seeing any glass at all. Rocks and pebbles everywhere, but not a single shard of glass.
Well, all the glass turned into Kilmers, I guess. And they've all been found.
Hey, I was thinking. What if you could, like, repurpose an existing Kilner? Like, bring a Kilner into a dream and just change what it does.
I mean, I guess in theory I could try. But I'd feel better if we had Siren Glass.
What are the odds of us finding a Siren after so many years, though?
Yeah, it's not exactly like centuries-old sea glass is just going to be sitting around.
Emmy, that's it!
What?
The ship! Evan's ship! There might be sea glass!
Garvin said he thought maybe it was Mac's sirens!
Oh, wow!
But how will we get in? On? Aboard? If we're searching, won't we look suspicious? And I think they have parts of it, like, roped off.
It's a great idea, Marco. Let's just go. We'll figure it out once we get there.
After school?
After school.
Can I get you anything else, Crowley?
No, I'm good, Lily. Thanks.
Why are you coming around so much these days, anyway?
Suppose it reminds me of the old days.
Yeah. The old days weren't so hot, were they?
They had their moments.
You're not getting all soft in your old age, are you?
Careful. I'm not that old.
Old enough.
For what?
To know better.
Apparently not.
How so?
Still paying for old mistakes, I suppose. And still making new ones.
Well, join the club. Speaking of which, some kids were poking around, asking questions. I assume you're aware of them?
Would you believe one of them's my daughter?
What? I had no idea. So did they figure out what's going on with Henry and his body double and doll?
Take a seat, Lily, please. Tell me everything you know.
Well, it was a good idea, Marco.
Yeah, I guess. We had to have searched every inch of that ship, though. And nothing.
Let's sit for a minute and think.
It has to mean something.
What does?
The Jinxy. On the ship. I thought for sure it would mean there was sea glass here. And Jinxy somehow knew we'd need it.
Okay, so let's talk it out. They painted a message in a bottle. Only it's not a message in the bottle. It's not even one of those model ship in a bottle type bottles.
It's a shell in a bottle.
So the message is a seashell?
The message is a seashell.
The message is the seashell. We need to get over to Naya's now!
What?
Why?
Come on in, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Naya.
Hey, Naya.
Hey, Naya. Where's the box of Evan's stuff?
Just over there by the couch. Why?
Oh my gosh, Marco. You're a genius.
What am I not getting?
Where's the shell?
The shell?
Oh.
Listen.
You sure about this, Marco?
I am.
But how would Jinxy know that?
Evan, you should do the honors.
Okay, but it's such a pretty shell.
Evan!
Evan!
Okay.
What is it?
I can't see.
Haha, I was right.
It's a piece of sea glass.
But the real question is it a siren?
Hand it over.
You're going to make a Kilner now?
No, I don't think so. I think I have to be dreaming. I'll try tonight.
Then we'll trick Henry and end it all.
Woohoo! Yes!
Hey! How was school?
Good. Except for some side eye I got from the principal. I told him I was gonna prove I was framed.
Can you?
I don't know. Maybe?
I don't know that I want you to even try, Evan.
I won't do anything dangerous.
Well, you don't go near this Henry, you understand?
Understood.
And no breaching. Like, no dreaming up information the way he did. It's just wrong.
I know. That's why we have to stop him.
Well, no.
Oh,
wait a
what?
Why someone has to stop it. Like Garvin and Crowley and Helen. They are on the case, I'm sure.
Well, good. I mean, this strikes me as the most dangerous thing a breacher can do. Fabricate truths.
Maybe you should have left the breach closed, Evan.
Anna was stuck on the other side, Mom. Wasn't that simple?
Well, I guess nothing ever is. Oh, did you talk to Anna?
Yeah, we're good. You're right. It was silly of me to worry.
Oh, good.
Anna, finally, I keep missing you.
I'm here now.
I'm so happy to see you.
You should have told me you had the Violet Kilmer.
I know. I'm so sorry. You just had horrible dreams that night. I just knew it was bad.
And to give it to Evan? Like I need protecting from myself? This isn't some old fairy tale where I'm a damsel in distress.
I know. I'm sorry.
I get it, though. You were scared, and you were right to be.
What does it do?
You don't want to know. But I made it. And I'm going to try and make a different Kilmer tonight. One that will help fix everything.
Anna, are you sure?
If I can make just the right Kilmer, we'll all be better off. So, wish me luck, I guess?
Good luck, Anna. And good night.
Good night. Here goes nothing. Sea glass, don't fail me now.
Ugh, I am so sick of beaches! Shh, Luna, I need quiet. I just need quiet.
Morning, Sigmund.
Evan, what time is it?
I couldn't wait. Did it work?
Hang on. Well, there's a Violet Kilmer under my pillow.
Amazing!
Now, how do we even get it to Henry?
I'll come up with a reason I need to meet him. I'll meet you after school, and we'll go together.
School? Again?
I know, right?
Do we warn Mac of Henry's plans?
First of all, I don't even know how we do that. And also, Mac, if he's still out there, already knows. Garvin was surely right about that.
You think he's going to just show up again? When it suits him?
Not if he's smart. I mean, if Henry is able to bring his parents back, and if they're able to bring Mac back, it'll be war.
Do we intervene?
After how that went last time? No, absolutely not. We stay focused. If we control the Kilmers, we control breaching, whether Henry is still around or not. Have we checked to see whether the Violet is among the Kilmers we've collected?
Still no sign of it.
So we keep looking.
And what do we do if we find it?
Ah!
Want to just wait by the pool? I'll go in.
Sure.
Can I help you?
Oh, my friend was staying here. Henry Statton? He was in the room right near the vending machine, I think.
Tall, skinny dude with the briefcase?
That's the one.
Oh, he had cleared out earlier today, had a suitcase, called a cab to the airport. Said he was taking a trip and wouldn't be back hereafter. Said he had better places to be. A real attitude on that guy.
Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Well?
He's gone. Checked out this morning. Called a cab to the airport.
Ugh. It's gotta be London, right? So, now what?
Anna.
I don't like it when you get that tone in your voice.
No, it's good. Trust me. One of us can use the seeing eye, Kilmer. Now. To see through Henry's eyes and see what he's doing.
Ah. Amazing. Let's do it. I'm fine trying. I don't know if it'll work. But my mom said the damaged Kilmer will find a way.
I'm imagining it like finding an opening in your mind.
Okay. Yeah, you should do it. I'm way too freaked out.
Okay. I'll just sit patiently and wait and wait.
You're telling me they approved this?
Yes, that's right. The AODB sent me to run an inventory on the Kilners.
No one told me you were coming.
I have credentials right here.
Oh, I'll need more than this photo ID, sir. I'll need the swipe card with the codes.
Ah, yes, of course. I'll get those out for you now. I'll be going now. It's almost time.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Did it work? Are you okay? You seemed gone.
Okay. He's in London. Like, right now. He's planning something big. Tonight. He's trying to steal Kilners. It was the same place where I saw through my mother's eyes the other night.
So, if we want to stop them, we need to get to London? Oh, we're doomed.
No, we just need to think.
Ugh, I've been thinking. All I do is think. Ugh.
Okay, so what if we found Henry too, like in real life, sleeping Henry, and gave him the Kilner? Or at least take his doll? Because Henry too is helping Henry now. Sounds like giving him security passes and stuff.
Okay, this is good. We know he's sleeping at school.
Exactly.
But that's also part of the problem. How will we get in?
I don't know, but let's get out of here.
Okay, sure. Emmy and Marco are waiting for updates. Let's call them while we walk.
Evan, I'm with Marco.
Hey.
We figured out what Henry's planning, and it's happening tonight. So we need to get into the school to find sleeping Henry.
So how on earth are we gonna do that?
You guys.
What?
Yeah, what? The school dance.
Huh? The school dance?
It's tonight.
No!
We're going.
No!
We have to get ready. We have to dress up. Everybody meet at school at 6. Evan.
Okay. Right. Everybody meet at school at 6.